Somebody said, well, I know a guy, and he's wicked as he can be. I mean, you know, this guy, he's got a wife, and he's got children, and he's got three cars and two boats and two airplanes and three homes, one here and one down in Florida and everything else. But you watch what happens to that man. You watch what happens to his children. You watch what happens to his wife. That home will be broken, and there will be all kinds of instability in that. You know that? We know of cases like that, don't we? We know of people that look like they had everything going for them. And then all of a sudden one day, their wife runs off with another man. He's too busy making his millions. He don't take care of his wife. She wants to be loved. Or they get into some kind of serious disagreement, and he goes out and commits adultery on her because she's not taking care of him. And then all three of the kids go bad. You know how hard it is to raise kids that are good when mother and daddy's committing adultery? You know how hard it is to have kids when your kids, or say daddy goes out and commit adultery, and or mama goes out and lives with somebody outside of wedlock, and then your kids see this, and those kids, when they move in with somebody or have kids out of wedlock and all this stuff, what can you say to them? Nothing. But mother, you did it. Or daddy, you did it. Or daddy, why do you expect me not to smoke and cuss and drink? You do. You can't hardly reprimand your children when you're wicked, can you? So you're out there wicked, and you think you got the world by the tail, and you're going to parties, and you're drinking, and you leave your kids at home, and they've had a party while you're gone, and then you find out that your son's been sleeping with some 15-year-old girl, and she's pregnant. And then they'll say something like this, why wasn't you more careful? Wrong answer. That's wrong question. Wrong. Everything's wrong. But why is it wrong? Because they're all wicked. They're all wicked. Wickedness never brings stability. Only the godly have deep roots. I mean, and you have to walk in that too. When I say godly, I'm telling you, you got to be 24/7 godly. You can't be godly on Sunday and live like you want to 6 days a week. This is not what he's talking about. A worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown. Amen. Hold her up close. A shameful wife saps his strength. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing the influence a good woman has on a man. You know, if a man has a good wife, he's found a good thing. But if he finds one that... In fact, I have come to realize as I've gotten into the study of the Word of God in the last couple of two or three years especially, as Cheryl and I go places and sees people that are so destroyed, we find many times, and even a lot of them are pastors and their wives, and we get there, and either he's sick or the wife is sick. And you know, in almost every case, it comes down to the point that the wife is not being submissive to the husband. We see that over and over and over. And it's making the woman sick because she will not submit to her husband's authority. He tells her to do something, and no, she wants to do something else. So how do you want me to put these in this order? Brings in a list of things. How do you want me to put this in order? Well, honey, put number 5 at the top. Why in the world would you want to put number 5 at the top? I don't like that one. Let's put 3 at the top. Okay, put 3 at the top. So we put 3. Then what would you like next? How about put number 4 next? No, I don't like that one. Why don't we put 2 next? You see where I'm coming from? If you come in to your husband and ask him how you want something done, if he says put 5 at the top, put 5 at the top. If you want to put it in your own order, do it yourself. Don't come in and ask him how you want it done, and then everything he tells you to do, do it your own way anyway. Because if you do, you're not being submissive to your husband. You're being rebellious. And there's wickedness, and that's witchcraft before God. Isn't that amazing?
Quiet rebellion is also a problem.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. But the thing about it is, we don't understand these things. James, of course, he's been teaching a series about the family on Sunday from 12:30 to 1:30, and I highly recommend you come and listen to that teaching he's doing on the family. He's learned a lot of things in his life. You know, he's just like all the rest of us. He's been married a lot of years, and he's learned a lot of things. Some of them work, some of them don't. And so when you live as many years you have studied the Word like you have, you learn some things work, some things don't. Right, James? And so when you learn, then you can teach what works and what doesn't work. And so he's teaching here from 12:30 to 1:30 every Sunday now, has been for the last couple of Sundays. And I strongly recommend, if you don't have something else to do during that time, come to James's Bible study. Now it says there, a worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown, and a shameful wife saps his strength. So that shameful wife can sap that man's strength and make him sick and make him feel bad. And there's another woman here a while back. She came to me and she said, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong with your husband? She said, my husband don't ever come home. He stays at work till 10 o'clock at night. And I said, well, you're not making life comfortable for him at home. I said, if you were doing what God tells you to do, he couldn't wait till 5 or 6 o'clock came so he could get home. She said, what do you mean? I said, I don't need to pray for your husband. I need to pray for you. I said, you do what I tell you. You go home and you start being submissive. You stop, when the husband comes in, you stop dumping your 25,000 words on him that you hadn't been able to talk all day because you didn't have nobody to talk to. I said, you just be quiet and submissive. When he comes in, don't say, how'd your day go today? If you do, and he says, oh, it was fine, just say, oh, I'm good, I'm glad. Don't say, well, tell me about it. What happened today? I said, he's already tired. He don't want to talk about the day. So if he tells you the day it was a good day, just stop right there. I said, what would you like to eat tonight, honey? I want to fix your favorite meal tonight. He's going to say, what? I want to fix your favorite meal. Then I want you to go over. I want you to put your arms around him and look him right now and say, boy, I'm so glad I married you. I love you. You know how sweet you are. I just love you. I love being around you. Just hug him. She said, that'll be hard to do. I said, you want him to come home? She said, yes, I want him to come home. So she started doing everything. I spent about an hour or two with her that afternoon. And a few weeks later, she came to me and she said, don't ever stop teaching what you're teaching. She said, my husband has completely changed. You were 100% right. She said, how did you know all those things? I said, because I'm a man. I know what makes a man feel good when he comes home. And I know what he wants to hear, and I know what he don't want to hear. And I said, obviously your husband's just like me because he's a man. She said, it sure did work at my house. She said, he comes home every day now. By 6 o'clock, he's home. And sometimes he'll even come in and say, honey, I know you had a busy day today. I'll tell you what, why don't I take you out to dinner tonight? I'd just love to go out and have dinner with you. She said, he used to never do that. See? Whenever your wife is loving, you love to be around her. When she's not loving and all she is pumping you for information or whatever, you don't really want to be around her. You want to just have a little peace and quiet. It's amazing how we don't understand. Women don't understand men, and men don't understand women. And we got to realize, hey, these girls are not like us. Thank God. They're made different. They think different. They're tender. They're gentle. You know, I mean, like, Cheryl has such a quiet, little spoken voice. I can't hear half the time. Now, Dave and I mean, we can be out in the shop and say, hey, Dave, get over here. I need you to help me right now. He just comes running over and help me. If I over there, I say, Cheryl, honey, get over here quick. She said, you screamed at me. I said, oh, my gosh, what have I got? You don't love me. You screamed at me. I said, oh, my lands, what have I got into? I mean, is that women? Women don't like to be screamed at, do they? Most women don't like to be screamed at. Dave, praise God. He can be over there working on the tractor. I'd be over there, Dave, get over here quick. I need you right now. Man, he comes running over. What do you need, Pastor? But see, men, they think different than girls, right? Is that right, Dave? I mean, you can't talk to your wife like that either, right? I mean, like I was just talking, you're screaming at you. No, he don't talk to her like that. He's gentle to her. If he wants her to do anything for him, he better be good to her. Or the pastor's going to get you. That's right. Yes, you said, get him, Thurman, get him. No, I'm just kidding there. Okay, let's go to the next one. The plans of the godly are just. The advice of the wicked is treacherous. Now then, if you need some advice, who do you need to go to get it? You need to go to somebody that knows the Lord. And the closer they know the Lord, the more you can listen and trust them. How many times have you heard people that are in church and you tell them something that's in the Word, especially when it revolves around some of the miraculous or the healing world or something like that? If they've not studied it at all, they will think you're crazy. Or you try to tell them, you know, you need to stop sinning or you're liable to come down sick or you die. And they just throw their finger in your face and say, you know, God is loving. He would never do something like that to us. You know what I mean? But He will, won't He? Yes, He will. Now, the plans of the godly are just. The advice of the wicked is treacherous. And you can have people, even in the church, and they can be wicked. And their advice is treacherous. I give you an example. I've told some of you before. I know that sometimes the lack of knowledge is our worst enemy. But I can remember this couple. When I was in New York flying for Seaboard World Airlines, I was a Christian. And, of course, I wore my Christianity out there on my sleeve so everybody would know that I was a Christian. I was always talking about Jesus. So one day this couple, they had been married about, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. And they had 1 or 2 children. And they came to me and said, Thurman, my wife's pregnant again. And we really don't want another child. Do you think it would be okay if we got an abortion?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.